Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin. Alec Medford in studio as well, and we are in the studio in the new building. Hopefully y'all are loving what we're doing in these walls right now.
I am.
We do have Ryan from RJ Duke Sports Cards and Memorabilia in with us as well. And you know what? I did get an A-OK from Marty Turco.
Yes.
For Peace-a-thon. He will not be in town, but he is excited to help out Peace-a-thon as always.
Hell
so,
yeah.
Nice work on him.
He's been so helpful, like,
dude,
for
he's the
almost
best.
A decade on that now.
Yeah, and then think about all the times that he made those electric plays on the ice for us whenever we were kids.
True.
Just watching him as a grown man and adult. And we were like, oh, we're children compared to him. He's so awesome, though. He's really cool. He is really cool. And I really appreciate our friendship that we've been able to build over time.
He is one of the friends along the way that I'm happy about.
Yeah.
That's not normally me.
Uh-huh.
But
that along the way is a long journey. That's not like a quick thing. This is a thing that it's been time that you've both spent and put in there. All right, right now, Kev, you look concerned. I'm not going to use that word
there's
anymore.
There's some setup to this segment.
Okay.
All right. And so are you ashamed at all to be a Cowboys fan? Look, we've been discussing doing this topic for about a week and a half. You can probably guess why we did not do it in the last week and a half. Just felt like not the right time with the death of Marshawn Nealon. But Marcus Mosher, is it Mosher? Mosher? Mosher.
Sounds good to me.
He tweeted out, and a bunch of people sent this to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One thing that I've noticed over the last few years with Dallas is that its fans are ashamed of their team. It's one thing to be bad, but Cowboys fans hate their team more than anyone else. There is no pride left. And, like, I fundamentally disagree with that. But I think there are a lot of people who feel that way. Like,
Cowboys fans hate their team.
Yes. And they're ashamed of their team.
We played the audio of the Jets kid.
Yes.
And we all felt like we agreed with the Jets kid that day.
But I think there's a difference between I hate this team, which I went through many of those phases on Saturday during the A&M South Carolina game.
Because you didn't trust me.
I should have.
Believe.
You know what? Honestly, there was a point where I was like 5 minutes behind the game. And I was like, you know what? I wish Corey would text me right now.
I never
but you couldn't
once
in the first half
faltered. Kevin, not one time.
See,
I was going, dang.
I faltered.
This is going to be an awesome comeback is what I kept saying.
I faltered. And then I got a couple of different Twitter messages like after one of our interviews with Jerry or Steven. And the person was like, this right here is exactly what Steven and Jerry need to hear repeatedly. This is what they've done to our fan base. And then last week, somebody gave the Cowboys for the midway point an F-. They said, I'm literally embarrassing to tell people I'm a Cowboys fan. So I just wanted to set all that groundwork to throw it out there. And I responded to a couple of those messages, and I was like, I don't agree with that at all. Like, there's times that this team irritates the hell out of me, especially when you know some of the other stuff that comes along with it. And I've been pissed off at this team just like anybody else. But I don't think I'm ashamed to be a Cowboys fan. So I just wanted to open that up to everybody because I just don't feel that way.
And for anybody that is, because I see people texting in, they're like, most definitely ashamed of this.
And I knew there would be.
And then from the 214, you can disagree with it, but it's okay to hate your team and its failures over the last 30 years. If you don't hate them, that's fine, but it's okay for others. I agree.
Yeah, sure, for sure.
But when did you start changing from, I love this team, to, this stinks.
Yeah.
To, we can fix this. To, it's unfixable, to, I hate this team. Because that is a, there's the feeling that you can change it.
Yeah.
I think I probably lost that 2 years ago. Because I wanted to believe that Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence could be the changing factor. Then Mike beat me down. Mike, I know you're in therapy right now. But Mike beat me down with, once Micah gets used to being a Cowboy, you'll see.
Yeah.
Once he gets part of the glam and all that stuff, you'll see. He'll lose that lion mentality that he talks about. And I was like, no, man, I think this could be the difference. He could be the one that changes the culture on this team. And it never did change. I really felt that. I was like, he's got the talent. He says all the right things. Then he stops saying all the right things. But I think that's when I started going, oh my gosh, I don't know if this thing is fixable. They have to find leaders in there.
Yeah.
And they don't have a lot of them. Because a lot of the guys, they show up, they get a check, they're happy about it. They're on the biggest stage.
100% on the planet, factual.
And then they go about their business. And I know CeeDee Lamb, I know he wants to win. I know Dak wants to win. I think Pickens wants to win. I think there are a bunch of guys that do want to win. I also think there's a bunch of guys that understand being normal is okay and being truly excellent is very difficult.
See, I'm glad that you said that because I know some people are going to be like, well, everybody wants to win. But I don't agree with that. I think there are some people who are like, yeah, I want to win, but that would be cool. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, oh well. Versus the people that you were talking about that I think they're like, I will do literally...
The sacrifice that
yes,
it takes to
whatever
to be,
it takes.
To be untouchable is that's very difficult to attain. You give in to a lot of things. The days where you're like, man, I should do this extra whatever. You're like, you know what, or I could not. And I think sometimes you get that, nah, I don't have to. There's nobody on them too, actually, honestly.
And the early waves of texts I see, Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line, are people that are embarrassed. From the 682, they said, I am embarrassed to tell people I'm a Cowboys fan. From the 254, my dad was ashamed of me a few times growing up, but he never stopped loving me. Maybe I'm ashamed of what the Cowboys are doing sometimes.
Okay.
But I'll always be a fan. And I think you can be a fan
absolutely.
And be ashamed. From the 469, I'm embarrassed of this organization. From the 817, it's embarrassing. And so that's another thing is like, do you draw the line like between embarrassed and ashamed? Because there are times when I'm embarrassed by things that this team does.
I literally asked him because the reason I asked Jerry that day was because I woke up that morning embarrassed. I went to bed that night.
Plus, he was being an ass.
Yeah, that too. But they lost the Bears. They just lost to Buffalo. And I was like, man, those were two embarrassing games for the Cowboys. And so I was embarrassed. And now as far as being ashamed, I think that would reflect more on me than the team because I can be embarrassed and move on.
Okay.
Shame is going to fall on me. Shame on me. They can't fool me anymore. I know what they are, Kevin.
Okay.
But I'm not ashamed of being a Cowboys fan. I am always hopeful, though. I'm always hopeful that my team will finally figure a way to turn things around. And
that's nice.
Because hell, the Rangers won a World Series.
Yeah, man. People, I think it's really easy for people to lose sight now of how awful the Rangers were
for so long. The Mavericks won an NBA championship.
Yeah.
Remember how bad they were for a long time?
Yes. Look, it is a weird dynamic that the Rangers made the playoffs for the first time right when the Cowboys were finishing what I still think is the greatest four-year run in the Super Bowl era of any NFL team. But it took them 25 years to make the playoffs. The Mavericks were the worst franchise in all of sports in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And yet, like you said, they not only did they win a title, they've been back to NBA Finals outside of that.
They were able to make moves like they continued to grow with Dirk, right? That was kind of the beginning of the foundation. It took a long time for them to win that championship, but that was the beginning of the foundation. But they continued to make little small moves that people were like, that's never going to work. That's never going to work. And even the year that they got Tyson Chandler and Brendan Haywood, and I was like, Kevin, I think we have the team. People were still doubting that. They were like, Tyson Chandler's going to get injured and all these things that were going. And I was like, I don't know, man. I think this is a good team. And you have Dirk. Yeah. Like, that was always something you could rely on. They eventually built it. With the Rangers, we saw them building and we thought they were early. We thought they were year two too early to be that team. And yet there they were. That happened the first time they went to the World Series. We thought that they were early when they went to that World Series. So we thought for sure they were going to win the second year that they went. Unfortunately, Kevin, there was a situation with Nelson Cruz in right field.
I know what happened.
But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's probably what Jerry leans on, is my faith that my team can figure it out or get lucky at some point.
Ryan, are you a Cowboys fan?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ashamed to be a Cowboys fan,
though? Absolutely. No. Okay.
It's fine if
I can be ashamed.
Yes.
I can be embarrassed. I can have rage as well. But when it comes down to it, do I stop watching? And when you talk about Jerry, I think that's what would matter.
100%.
Do you stop watching?
100%.
And the answer is going to be no. Everyone on this text line is probably going to want to say yes, but the answer is no. We will still watch this team.
Agreed. There was a time, was it last year? I think it was last year, right? When they got bumped off a primetime game, and I was like, man, I feel like that might make a bigger impact to Jerry than a loss would.
Jalen Smith was on the team.
That's the line.
Actually, yeah. I think this happened last year too, but Jalen Smith was on the team. And his quote was, if the boss isn't upset, then we're okay.
Yeah.
If Jerry was fine with it. We said, hey, Jerry, like, we asked him, are you upset that you got bummed? No, you know, like, he gave us a, well, it's good for another team to get the what? You want your team to be there, and then right. Your player came out and said, "Boss, don't care."
Yeah. Why should I?
Yeah.
No, we've definitely been.
I'll leave the garbage on the floor if the boss is fine with it.
I've definitely been employed at a place that felt like that before. From the 901, they said they're from Memphis. They said in Memphian. I will accept.
Never heard that before.
I will accept that is the terminology. I'm embarrassed to be a Cowboys fan when others are talking football. I hold my head down. Now, that's interesting. I'm going to get to you in just a second.
Hold on, real quick. Here's the – what fan are you – what are you team? What's your team?
The Cowboys.
Okay, now ask me that.
What's your team?
It's the Cowboys. I understand. I'm immediately making up for like things immediately as soon as I start talking about being a Cowboys fan.
But the interesting thing to Ryan's point is everybody knows things about your team.
Yes.
As opposed to
everybody knows everything about my team.
I know.
Thanks,
and
ESPN.
And I think there are plenty of teams where you're like, oh, I like the Vikings, and you're like, oh man.
Cool, or John Randall.
Back in the day, yeah. Randy Moss was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like you get like a lot of like just like, could you imagine the worst we would all agree is being a Seahawks fan, right?
Why?
I'm just kidding. There is somebody in the room that I did that just for them. But like, everybody knows who your team is, you know? And like, they're aware of it because of what Ryan said. It's because nobody is bailing on this team, no matter how upset they are. And from the 817, see, I don't entirely agree with this either. Bleed blue, win or lose. Y'all are fake fans. I don't think that it makes you a fake fan.
To be critical of
your
team?
Yeah, absolutely. Or even at times be ashamed. I personally am not. But that, because see, I think I'm fascinated by that conversation about holding your head down. Because I think when you bring up the Cowboys, everybody wants to engage you in conversation. Whereas if you're a Jags fan, they're like, oh, cool. And then they like just move on.
Trevor Lawrence,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, to the next thing. Now, Alec, you were born and raised in the Metroplex as well. I know you're a Cowboys fan. Are you ever ashamed to be a Cowboys fan?
No, because it's a life I chose. Like, at the end of the day, it is a fandom. It does not impact my life. It doesn't impact other people's lives. Like, it is a choice that I make to try and have fun and enjoy a game that is being played at a very high level. So I don't find myself ashamed that I associated myself with the team. I find myself disappointed with the team and ashamed at the team for things that they do. Because going back to the text that you just read, is being a real fan whenever, like, I'm not putting this out in the air, but if the Cowboys lost to the Raiders today by 14, are you going to say, ha-ha, I love this team?
Mark that.
Like, no. You're not going to do that.
Yeah.
You're not going to be excited. You're going to be mad. You're going to be upset. You're going to be on Twitter saying, what the heck is wrong with this team? Sell the team. Fire the GM that can't fire himself. Like, you're going to be doing all of those same things. So for me, it's just, yes, the team irritates me. They irritate the hell out of me, but I'm not ashamed. I live this life because I want to live this life.
And from the 205, I fundamentally disagree with this as well. It is an organization that is a laughingstock, and being a fan identifies you with it. That's just not true. People make fun of the Cowboys because they know and care about the Cowboys. Way worse stuff happens. Look, the Chiefs are a dumpster fire of an organization that has done so many awful things in the last 10 years or so. But it doesn't matter because they win. But other organizations do bad things too, but nobody dissects them or even cares about them. And like, look, I am dying for the Cowboys to get to an NFC championship game because they are the longest drought in all of the NFL. But is that the metric of which you decide success? Let's say you decide success by, well, when's the last time you won a Super Bowl? All right, well, we've won a Super Bowl more recently than the 49ers,
mm-hmm.
more recently than Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm just saying, there are other teams that I think if you change the metric would be terrible. And that's the shame about the Cowboys is they're never bad enough to like really be bad and rebuild it like in 89. They're always like, you use the phrase on Thursday or Friday, like hanging around the rim. And so I think they're embarrassing to some people because they have a larger than life owner who sometimes says way more than he should. And because everybody is invested in every single thing they do. If you just look at winning percentage, and I kind of hate myself for saying it,
very similar,
it's not that bad.
It was very similar to like Shador for you.
Yes.
You felt that he got too much.
Too far.
He went too far. And with the Cowboys, it's like, they get more coverage than their winning deserves.
Yeah,
for a lot of people, but that's because Jerry is he understands it's not just a football game, and that's the frustrating thing to a lot of fans is that he sees, hey, look, I can wear this hat as a football person, I can wear this hat as a marketing person,
right?
I can be entertaining also. Let me get on the fan and talk and crack some people up, tell some good stories, and be entertaining also. And so Jerry knows that there's more facets than just one, but everybody wants to have the one facet, which is winning.
I think the tough thing is the whole Jerry factor. I mean, would Jerry be more embarrassed if the Cowboys are bad or if he doesn't strike at the new oil well he just dug?
Oh, man.
That's a good question.
I really do think he wants to win. I really do believe that he wants to go out and have one more, like, look, champion moment. And you know what, guys? I'm ready to pass the torch on. We're good to go. But I think more than anything, he wants to do it his way.
Yes.
And which is not the same way, which, as Fish will tell us, many ways to skin a cat, which is
also a weird phrase.
Yeah. But he wants to be like, look, I did all these other things and y'all said I couldn't. Y'all said I couldn't go on these radio shows. Y'all said I couldn't mix it up. Y'all said I couldn't do these things, yet here we are. Now, that being said, it hadn't worked.
Yeah.
In all this time. So that's where I feel like he does want to win. If he's not willing to sacrifice other things in order for that to be the way.
See, and I think to your Shador example, that's why Marcus's tweet was very thought-provoking. Like, I really spent a lot of time thinking about it, and that's why we've discussed it ahead of time and stuff. I just feel like it's gone too far. Like, that to say that the vast majority of Cowboys fans are ashamed in their team right now, I just think that's too far, and that is factually inaccurate. And so that's why we're in a weird spot where I'm defending, to a certain extent, the Cowboys brand and their ownership when I feel like I've been right up there in terms of critiquing some of their garbage moves and penny pinching and, to Corey's point, not doing what it really takes to win.
Yeah, depends on where you set your expectations.
Yes.
That this part, Kevin, that I've asked Jerry a couple times, and every time I ask him, I hope he's like, Corey, you know what? You're right. Every time I ask this, I hope he goes, you're right. I do need to go down there and start ripping some asses.
He did not say that to me a couple weeks ago.
I really hope that every time I'm asked, hey, Jerry, when do you need to go in there and start chewing out some people? And then he's like, today's the day, Corey. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to set the standard. And these guys are going to know. Because as we discuss very often, a GM would be there might be times where people have to walk around on eggshells around him. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case in that facility.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.